Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another inspirational moment with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought I would talk about the invisible scars that we all carry. I recently listened to a book called It Did Not Start With You. And this book talks about generational trauma and how it can affect the next generation. There was another article that I listened to last year about how our genes, I want to say, they change almost at a molecular level because of stress, certain stress and trauma. And what they, both of these articles in the book were discussing was the fact that children whose parents or grandparents and even great-grandparents have dealt with extremely traumatic occurrences tend to display behaviors and actions that they themselves have no understanding of. And it's not until they go into therapy or start looking at some of their actions that they're able to track back and do the research and see where this is coming from. And I think it's really important to look at that because you have people who have never been injured themselves feeling the stress and the fear, the anxiety, and the anger that their parents or grandparents may have experienced in during the time of Holocaust and slavery, and the violence is real. It's real. It's the trauma is real because our body is experiencing it. And so I'll have to look up the actual words for it, but it's fascinating. And I think it actually helps us open a door to looking deeper into why people are reacting the way they're reacting and what is causing people to have triggers that they themselves don't understand. And so in some of these cases, what's happening is they're uncovering details to a history that they've never been privileged to know, yet their body is expressing the trauma. And so in my mind, I've always thought of this being the case because we see so much anger sometimes in people and we don't understand it. And if they themselves don't understand it, you know, it's like seeing a child wake up mad and you're going, you just had 8 hours of sleep. You should be happy. Yet neither of us understand what they're feeling. You know, the child that's going through it doesn't understand it. The parent is looking at the child going, how are you angry? And it's just, it's a fascinating theory, and it's been proven to show how trauma affects us. And so my thought is that if we do more talking with each other and really looking at what we are experiencing, and maybe we could make a change. Maybe we could stop some of the generational trauma, because I think the trauma can affect you can affect the trauma in your next generation based upon how you treat the current generation. And you could be treating someone inappropriately based upon what you're feeling from previous generations. And then you take that drama and that trauma and you give it to the next generation. And it's like a volcano. It's like something that's being capped off, not understood, passed along, and then released through unhealthy ways. So my thought is that if we look at what we're going through and we decide that the drama, trauma, and pain stops with us, then we can have healthier generations. And it doesn't mean that we always get the chance to speak to the person who may have harmed us, you know, but sometimes we write a letter or you have a soul moment with yourself and you get a journal or a diary, and you write out what you need to write out to release what's holding you back from living a healthier life. I think that we have the knowledge in this generation to make the next generation better. And I think that knowledge is something we need to share. So that's my inspirational moment with you for today. I will get the show notes together. We'll add in there the name of the book, It Didn't Start With You, and the actual author. And I'll see if we can also find that the articles that talked about the multigenerational trauma, because they are fascinating. And I like science. I think you will too. Wishing you peace on your journey. A wonderful day, beautiful afternoon, and calming evenings with the ones you love. Until we speak again, be well. Goodbye.